Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
That's right. Good morning. This is Coach LaLisa with my co-host, the awesome Professor Terry Benjamin, who has great and awesome and wonderful things going on right here in the city of, or in the state of New Jersey, I should say, and all around the world, coming to you live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning. And how you doing there, Professor?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you so much. I guess it's another beautiful day.
Isn't it a beautiful day? And you got an awesome topic that you're going to be sharing with us on today. This is the author, for those of you, if this is your first time tuning in to the Coach LaLisa Show, we absolutely welcome you to the show. Professor Terry Benjamin is live here every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. to bring a motivating, empowering, inspiring word to get you started. Talking about jumpstart, you can say jumpstart, kickstart, however you want to look at it, but it'll get you started. He is the author of Sexy at 60, and today he's going to be talking about, well, I'll let him tell you what his topic is, and we'll sit back, like I said, get some pen and paper out so you can take some notes as he does his thing right here on the show. Terry, take it away.
Oh, thank you so much. Good morning to you, and good morning to the listeners.
Thank
you. At least, you know, life is so great. I mean, you know, we've been talking about this Sexy at 60 concept for quite some time now, and things have really taken off. Last week I did a big event at the Railway Public Library, and as a result of that, I've been asked to host every last Thursday of the month in Railway at a place called Mango's Grill. I'm doing a jazz and poetry set, but it's going to be a little different in terms of jazz and poetry. We're going to try to bring out a more mature crowd, and and really have people understand that, you know, like, life does not end at 20. I mean, we can still go out and have fun at different places other than our homes. But I think the thing is that we want to come out not just for entertainment, but also for education. So although it's jazz and poetry, but it could be jazz and poetry with a message. And the message is that it's never too late to live your best life.
And you know what?
Well,
you know, I just have to jump in there for a quick second. I know you're going to be getting started, and then I won't be able to jump in later. But Terry, you know, so inspiring. Yes, absolutely, what you're doing. And, you know, at being an adjunct professor myself at Essex County College and other colleges, you know, I'm so inspired by so many people, and certainly you're one of them. And so I was asked to speak at a senior citizen's place on Saturday, and I thought, I'm not a senior. Thinking, what am I going to say to these individuals? Like, okay, God, you got to give me something and do it quick, you know. And so I'm begging him all week long to give me something to say, you know, something inspiring. I'm like, I'm online looking up stuff about seniors, you know. And what do they do? What do they like to do? What do they don't do? What can't they do, you know? And sure enough, it just dropped in my spirit. Wait a minute, little lady, you're almost 60 yourself.
Yeah.
and your husband is 60 and over. And, and most of my friends are close to 60 or 60.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it dawned on me, I do have an AARP card. And then it says, and I can go to IHOP and eat on Wednesdays at half price or something. And it just dawned on me, like, wait a minute, little lady, you're in that group. So just speak as you would speak to your own self. And then, and then that's when I was inspired by what you're doing, and it dropped in my spirit, success at 60. And I tell you, I ran with it. Success at 60. All the successful things. I looked over my own life and the things I'm doing, the radio show, the book, the movies, the traveling, the speaking, the education. And it just came. It just all came together. And so I've been putting, every day he's been giving me little pieces to put together for this challenge, a 60-day challenge for success at 60. So I wanted to just share that with you, that you're inspiring people, you know, with this is, you know, it's so true. You know, sexy at 60. 60 is a great time. I said, wow, God, for the first time, you're allowing me to be ahead. Decade that I'm going into for the first time in my entire life, you know, to be 4 years ahead of the game is amazing to me. But yes, go ahead.
Well, so Lisa, but that's the point. See, that I'm trying to get people to think about 60 before you turn 60.
Yeah.
Like I said, when I was 9 years old, I knew I wanted to be a writer. When I was 19 years old, I knew how I wanted to be when I was 50. When I was 50, and at age 55, I started thinking about this. Sexy at 60 project. And it's really interesting because, again, I believe in being proactive. And to be proactive is to do things before you need to do them. I'm like you. I feel that age has its great benefits. I have my AARP card, go to movies for a reduced rate. But the thing that I find so interesting is that many people are understanding that this new lifestyle after 60 and beyond is really real. I was reading an article in a magazine called The Best Years, which is published by USA Today. And they asked the question, is 90 the new 40? And it says here the number of people age 90 and beyond in the United States have tripled in the past three decades. Nearly 2 million people reached this milestone in 2010. And that number is likely to quadruple by 2050, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. And another point on that, it says here in another article in this particular magazine entitled Searching for the Fountain of Youth, it states here that Americans are living longer than ever before. Life expectancy has risen from 68 years for people born in 1950 to 78 years for people born in 2011. As the baby boomers enter their golden years, the elderly population is skyrocketing, according to the Census Bureau. 1 in 5 U.S. residents will be 65 or older by 2030. And what that means to me is there's a whole new consumer market. There's a whole new population looking for things
to do,
activities to really extend their life, but not extended, not to be extended, but extended to live their best life possible.
Wow.
Well,
you saying that.
Very exciting times, you know.
You saying that. I remember when we were at Yeshiva University. Remember? And I was down there teaching. You were down there teaching and being an administrator at the place. And we were down in the parking lot leaving out of class one day. you said to me, yeah, you know, Louisa, you know, you need to do something for people 50 and older. This is a great population, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, and at that time I was, you know, I was barely turning 50. And I, you know, again, didn't quite, you know, catch it. Okay. But this time I got it, Terry.
you got it and you're running with it.
Running.
And that's what we have to do. But I think it comes back to like mindset. I think we've been programmed so much that we stop thinking. And what happens, a lot of us are sort of on autopilot, you know, not realizing that, you know, you have to really bring some new ideas into your mind, into your mindset. Because, it's almost like, you know, somebody says, I want something different. But like Les Brown says, you know, you can't get something different by doing the same things. If you want something different, you got to do something different. You know, and that's why a lot of times we have a problem with people who have a lot of potential, but they don't seem to be thriving. They don't seem to be moving to the next level. And it's only because they refuse to take in new ideas. I think one of the things about being my age and being those people in our city, we realize that, you know what, we can be wrong about a lot of things, and there's nothing wrong with being wrong. That means that you see things in another perspective. See, it's only wrong when you get so set in your ways that you just can't change, even though you know change is in order, but you're holding on to these old ideas. And one of the old ideas that I was holding on to, and I was reading material, and it helped me understand that, you know, we're talking about being well-rounded people, and that's all well and good. But I was reading Dave Ramsey, the financial guru, teaches how people have financial peace, and he was saying that you really should build upon your strengths, not your weaknesses. You know, if you're good at public speaking, if you're good at writing, if you're good at putting together plays and novels and nonfiction books, you should work on that. There's other people to do other things you need to do. With the Sexy at 60 concept, every time we do an event, like at the Roy Public Library, like at the social work event at Essex County College, I have a videographer, I have a still photographer. I mean, the last event we did, we had like about five people shooting pictures and whatnot. And it's not because I'm so vain, but I realize that I am making history right now, and I have to document this, because part of the documentary that we're doing is really different locations. And, you know, and Inquirer has kept one thing that is in the works right now is we're really approaching PBS to do a Sexy at 60 TV show.
Yeah.
Now, I'm putting this out right now because, see, I'm prophesizing, okay? I think that we have to move to our prophesized place.
We have
to make our words our actions, make our words our reality, and not be afraid to be bold and throw it out there.
Yes.
Because somebody
yes.
will catch it and bring back what you need. Case in point, while I was doing the Sexy at 60 event at the Royal Public Library, there was a young man in the audience. He was brought there by his grandmother, who was one of my childhood friends. We were so close that even to this day, I call her my sister, although we have different mothers. She brought this man to this particular event. And I was praying, saying, you know, God, you know, I think I'm doing some good work here. I let most of my things go. I said, I'm just going to go with the spirit, go with the flow, and I know that you're going to help me do what I need to do, find the people I need to find.
We were
going around. We have a lot of shooters. We have a lot of videographers, but we don't have any editors. When I say editors, we need people who can edit the footage and put in the titles and the graphics and that kind of stuff. And I was sort of praying for that. And Lucille came with her grandson. And do you know, Lisa, he graduated from Kane University last year. He's working at Home Depot But his dream, his passion is to be a film editor, and he's versed and trained in that field.
Wow.
That's what I said, wow. And I said, you know what? There was like five other young men in the audience. I said, you know what? These are young men who I'm mentoring. You know, I want the privilege of being mentor to these men, and he's one of the five that I'm mentoring this summer. So mm-hmm. they're going to come over to my house. We're going to have men-on-men meetings. I will ask me questions that they need to ask. And really, the sad thing about these young men is that none of them have fathers. When I just say none of them have fathers, they have fathers who birthed them, but then they have fathers who raised them for whatever reason, you know. One boy is in foster care. Another, he knew his father, but his father doesn't have anything to do with him, you know. And I think what happens, and I came from the same situation, although I knew my father. I've never lived with my father. My mother and father never married. But the ironic thing about the last Thursday night is that my father was the DJ for the evening, and my mother was there as an honored guest. And when I first went to the party, the first thing I said, and I was quoting from the Bible, I said, the Bible says that we should honor our mother and father, and that's a good thing because things will go well with you if you do that. So I took that moment out to honor both my mother and honor both my father, because I realized that's where everything started. But the point is that we have to understand that every day is an opportunity to really push forward your agenda, but also look deep inside yourself and call on the Spirit to guide you and not worry about how things are going to happen. Because Les Brown loves to say, you know, do what you know you should do. Don't worry about how it's going to turn out, okay? Don't worry about how it's going to happen, okay? That's not your job. Your job is to get inside yourself and bring out those gifts, because those gifts will be rewarded in different ways. And you help so many people in the process, especially when your agenda is really to be helpful.
That is, oh my God, that is so, so, so true. And I totally agree with Les Brown and Dave Ramsey and the others, and absolutely the strength. I that's what I've been trying to promote and try to live that. And it started out being forced to live it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I didn't, you know, go and study up on it and then, you know, do it. But I was forced to live that way because it was too painful for me, Terry, to do things that I didn't love.
I hear you.
I found myself always losing those jobs for mm-hmm. which I had no passion. I would get the job initially, and there might be a lot of passion there. But as soon as the passion was gone, I was gone. So for years, I thought something was wrong with me, and I would never speak of it. Inwardly, I felt like a failure.
Of course.
Why can't I keep these jobs? And then it took, thank God for, you know, Dr. Wayne Dyer and others, and from reading his book, you know, gave me solace, so to speak, to realize that it really wasn't anything wrong with me, but there was, I really had nobody I felt I could talk to about it, because everyone in my world had mm-hmm. the traditional 9-to-5 that they were either on for 5, 10, 15, 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
were looking to be on it that long, and I just never had that desire, ever. And so I never was able to talk to anyone about it. And so I thank God for college, because when in my 30s, when I did go to college, I then began to be around
yeah.
people that at least had a different mindset, though
right.
it was still somewhat go to college, get a degree, and go work somewhere. But when I got to my MBA, because I couldn't figure out why was I going for an MBA, you know, being a dropout. One of the hard, not the hardest degree, certainly not rocket science, but certainly
mm-hmm.
a degree that was a little bit challenging because of the math. A lot of people didn't want to do calculus and things of that nature, so they wouldn't choose the MBA. And so here I choose it head on, plunge in, not realizing. but I got there to realize that in that degree, because of the structure of understanding business and mm-hmm. some of the courses that I had to take, and human resources, then I realized I was okay. And that's when I start reading other books about, you know, like the Strength Finders and the books that teach on how to play to your strengths and,
yes.
you know, your weakness. So, you know, I feel for other people who might be trapped in that. It hurts my heart when I see people on these jobs and they're miserable are living these lives, doing things that they're miserable. So I thank God for people like you, who you're unlocking that door for a lot of people.
Yeah, because I think what happens, I think it comes down to a question of faith. I think we have to understand that it is faith. I mean, my whole thing, I'm so out of my comfort zone, it's not funny. But I'm out here on faith. I believe that I'm moving, what I'm doing is really a calling, and I know it's a calling because every time I do it, I have to get myself up, get up for this, because I really, if it was possible, I would like to see somebody else do it. But I know it's not possible. I have to take this on for myself. And I think you made a good point when you were saying that sometimes you need to be around like-minded people. And I tell my students, sometimes the like-minded people that you need to be around are not people that you actually know. It may be people that you find in books. And that's why every time I speak, I try to speak with reference. And just two things I want to throw out very quickly. Number one, there is a book entitled The Millionaire Next Door, Surprising Secrets of America's Wealthy. And this is by Thomas Stanley and William D. Danko. And in this particular book, they talk about the characteristics of millionaires. Now, they studied many, many millionaires to find out how they became millionaires. But one of the things that I think we need to understand that there are different characteristics of successful people. Abraham Maslow, in a psychology book that I read a long, long time ago, talked about the hierarchy of needs. And he talked about the fact that, you know, it's a pyramid, okay? At the bottom of the pyramid is basic survival, okay? Basic survival, just food, shelter, clothing, and et cetera. And most people are bogged down in a basic level of survival. Now, as you go up the pyramid, you get to other things that need to be taken care of. Like, for example, we have needs for stimulation to be excited about our life. We have needs for security and safety and security. We have needs for love and belongingness. Okay, we have needs for self-esteem and esteem. But at the top of that pyramid, and this is where few people go, Lisa, at the top of that pyramid is self-actualization. Self-actualization, becoming the person that you were meant to be. Now, very few people have reached that plateau. I think Oprah Winfrey is a great example for a self-actualized person. And what I want to give our listeners very quickly, because this could take a whole couple of programs, but I want to give them like 7 characteristics of self-actualized people, people who have fully
self-actualized. Okay.
They have realized their potential, okay?
I hope you got your name in that list, but go ahead.
Oh, well, hey, you know, it's so funny because what I do is that I look at this list every single day. And
oh, you're on that. You got them 7. But
yeah, and I want to make sure I'm on point. So these are the 7 things. And this is interesting because in the medium, the Millionaire Next Door, this first thing is integrity. And on this list here from Abraham Maslow, the first thing is honesty. So, again, if you want to become a self-actualized person, these are 7 things. Number one is honesty. These people have the ability to be objective. They do not show selfish interest. Number two, creativity. They are spontaneous and natural and enjoy trying new approaches. Number three, acceptance. They have total acceptance of themselves and are willing to accept others for what they are. Then next one, appreciation. They possess an ability to become fully absorbed, enjoying even simple and basic experiences. Number 6, they have a sense of humor. They can recognize cleverness and whimsy and will laugh easily. And number 7 is sensitivity. They experience a deep feeling of sympathy for other people. I know for myself, I mean, my heart bleeds when I talk to people, like a young man that I met at that event, and tells me that he's at Home Depot, but, you know, because he can't find a job in his field. I mean, my heart goes out to him. My heart goes out to people who are in their 60s and think that, you know what, it's too late. I can't go back to school. But you can go to the library. You can be around people who are positive. It's never too late. And that sensitivity that we have, I think it's sensitivity as artists, but I think it's a sensitivity as human beings, a sensitivity as Christians. We want to help the world. We have that agape love that transcends race, that transcends anything. Just because you're human, I love you. Okay, I may not love what you do, or what you say or how you act or how you conduct yourself, but I love you because you're a human being. I have that agape love for you.
Well, you know, this is so powerful and amazing, and I know God is all in the mix of this because...
Oh, no doubt about it, please.
When he dropped that in my spirit, the whole success at 60, gave it to me as a whole 60-day first. I was looking at it as a 30-day challenge, but then as I was marinating on it, 60 days, age 60, and, you know, I've been teaching the students in the place where I go, the Urban Medical Center. I've been teaching them. I use Abraham's Maslow's when I go in.
Oh, wow. See that?
Oh, no, I teach this almost every week when I go into the reentry program.
What? Wow.
Yeah, even the girls over with lavender and lace, I teach it because typically, and I, at first I thought, you know, because of course we teach it, and I teach it every semester in business class.
Yeah.
But it's a part of the chapter on motivation, how to motivate your employees. So you have to talk about theories of motivation, and we always talk about Maslow. He's one of the main theories. And
oh,
so,
wow, just something.
Oh, yeah, and then so what happened was I said, you know, I thought maybe it would be too high level for, you know, them. But then, but then my mind always goes back to, well, no one rises to low expectations.
Exactly.
So I said, okay, I'm going to teach them. And the first time I taught it to people that were in the prison, the halfway house, coming out, what have you, they loved it.
Of course.
And then when I taught it to the women in the Welfare to Work program in Jersey City, they were begging for more.
Oh, my goodness. See that?
They so loved it.
Wow.
I believe they felt like giants, first of all, that they understood it very easily. I broke it down from the physiological stage all the way up to self-actualization. And
oh,
I told
them that, please.
And I just, you know, simply said, people who are self-actualizing are just people who are living up to their fullest potential.
Exactly.
And so with you, with giving me these seven things, now I'm going to be even able to even take it to another level.
Oh, my goodness.
You know.
I just want to say this. This is for the audience more so than for us. You have to understand, audience, that when me and Lisa get together, this is not rehearsed. Okay, this is totally spontaneous.
I don't even talk to you through the week.
Yeah, I sold something out, she sold something back at me, and we explode. And the whole thing with Abraham Maslow, I tell you, Lisa, I thought I was the only person who read Abraham, you know?
Oh,
Maslow.
Well,
but he has been such an influence on my life. I think next to Wayne Dyer, these are my two heavyweights. These are my two heavyweight mentors, and I never met this man. I think Abraham Maslow may be dead.
Oh, yes, he is.
But, you know, again, but what he said, those characteristics of honesty, creativity, acceptance, appreciation, sense of humor, and sensitivity. These are things that I guide my life by every single day. I do a self-check. Have I been honest today? Have I been creative? Have I been accepting? Have I shown appreciation? Have I good influence, sense of humor? Have I been sensitive, you know? These things keep me on track, along with the Bible. I read my Bible every day, and I look at this list every day.
Hey, awesome. Awesome. This is so, yeah, awesome because, yeah, I didn't read these anywhere. They don't mention these in the book, in the textbook.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you've shared them, I am going to go and, you know, but I'm loving it. I'm definitely seeing it and feeling that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very, very powerful. And, This is really going to bless some people when they tune into this show. And, you know, you know what? We're going to be doing so much work together. I just see it. Because
it's the beginning for us.
It is. It is. I mean, you know, CS, definitely, we had talked before a while back. You had said, like, maybe, oh, gosh, 15 years ago that we were going to do a talk together.
Yes, and it's happened, you know.
We're doing the hip-hop, review.
Yeah, right.
You know, about the different types of lessons you were teaching from hip-hop. And so, but I can see us now on stage talking about sexy at 60 and success at 60. And that talking about it.
Because that's the new frontier. I mean, people have to be taught in different ways. I mean, I go to a Monday night class on finance. And they we watch a video from Dave Ramsey, and we have a workbook, and he's telling us things, and we're filling in the blanks and whatnot. But again,
it's
this is a new way of teaching. Maybe we should do a video seminar series on this whole concept so more people get the message. And that's why I think I'm attracting so many photographers and videographers. I have no expertise in that field, but see, I don't need that.
That's right.
Because I'm attracted to me the people who can handle that. I do what I do, they do what they do, and we all come together.
And I'm doing that same, well, I have his program, Dave Ramsey.
Okay, great, great.
I haven't been working it. I ordered it. I saw it either online or on TV somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered it. He sent it to my house. I didn't start it yet. But now that you're saying that, because listen, I'm going to be following in your footsteps, buddy.
Hey, please. and I'm following the footsteps of giants before us.
Wow.
Okay? People who have left these books. And that's why I really stress reading. Please, people, read. You got to read. Sometimes it's hard, but once you get into it, it's like any habit. The more you do it, the easier it gets. So I beg you, I implore you, read, and read some more. And get around people who read so they can suggest other books for you.
Amen. Awesome. Well, this was amazing, Terry. Thank you.
Always amazing. Always amazing, Lisa. Always.
Oh my God, yes. I love it. Actualization.
Yes,
wow.
Yes.
Becoming who you really are. Wow.
Yeah, and some people are afraid because, you know,
I was afraid of failure,
but you know, some people have fear of success.
If they do. That's another, yes. I did a whole series on that right here on Coach Lalisa's show about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull it up from the archives. But when I did that show, I had an abundance of listeners for that show, but we thank everyone for tuning in to the Coach Lalisa show. We are back coming on daily now, the weekday. We're going to have different programming. We got Tuesday Sexy at 60. We're going to have probably on a Thursday morning Success at 60, or at least clips of it, because that program, we're running it a little bit different. It is a 60-day challenge, so people will have to sign up and register. Once they register, they will get a 60-day workbook that they will work through, and they will have other instructions on what to do. So that will be it will be launched on we're going to launch the official program on May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
May 1st. So we're already talking about it. People are being, and like you said, people are interested. People in my church are interested. And it just dawned on me that there are a lot of people who are in this age bracket,
mm-hmm.
and living longer, living better. And unfortunately, the younger people got some issues. So, you know, we got to teach younger people how to live long.
Right.
You know, our grandparents and my grandparents and my mother, especially my grandmother, that was like her job. That was like my grandmother's mission.
Wow. See that?
Just how to live long. She would tell us what to wear,
mm-hmm.
where not to
mm-hmm.
sit, what not to do to our bodies. That was, I remember that like daily. She lived with us anyway, but every day. You know, my grandmother lived to be 86, you know, but every day of her life, I remember as kids, don't do this. You want to live long. Don't do that. You want to live long. We don't say those things to our children anymore.
Well, we don't, because see, we think that our education, you know, but they have to understand that's just a secular education. You know, we got to get into our spiritual education with people who don't have degrees, our elders. This is
my mother. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, again, I mean, I'm all for education. You know I am, but I'm even more for self-education, you know? I think
that's... Me too, Terry. I'm into that self thing. My mother, I remember she used to say almost every day,
mm-hmm.
honor thy mother and thy father, that thy days
are
long upon the land which thy God giveth thee. That was like a daily utterance in my home from my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as a child, it just sounds like, oh, boy, here she goes again. Boy, oh boy, am I thanking God when I look up and see that, wow, I can reach my 60s, and I see so many people dying in their 30s, 40s, and 50s because of their lifestyle. I'm not talking about the people that die suddenly of a tragic accident,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
who are dying because of their lifestyle. Come on. We have to teach our
kids. Some people are eating themselves to death, eating wrong foods. I mean, they're supposed to eat to live, but they're eating to die, you know?
And do it pretty much.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a whole. So I'm with you. I got it. Finally. I'm like, ooh, thank you, Lord. You know, like being on a train and you don't know you're there, you know.
Sometimes you can miss your stop, you know.
What now? So thank you again, Terry. Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome. Most welcome.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. We hope you enjoyed it. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Go out and make it happen for yourself and others. And go back and listen to the archive of this show and of any of the other shows. We've had some awesome people on. We had an awesome guest on. The other day we had a young lady on, and she's doing, we're helping her raise money to go to London, a young, powerful young lady, Stephanie Hendricks. Go back and listen to that show. Get all the information on where you can participate. Even if you just donate a dollar, please, you can go to the Lay Witness website, and you can donate, or you can go to my page on Facebook, and you can inbox me for more information if you're so led. And I pray that all of my friends and acquaintances and people that I don't know that just tune in, that you would do that. I said I have almost close to 2,000 friends. If every last one donates a dollar, we can send my little friend to London in style. She is one of us. She's going over to minister to athletes in the summer London Olympics. She's going to minister to them when they get hurt, and just if they're in need. I said, how awesome is that? Very selfless. She's a junior in college, so we're going to support her, and we'll be bringing that. I think she's a sophomore. We'll be bringing that up throughout her trip. Is in July, but we want as many people that can. I got 2,000 friends again on Facebook if everyone just donated a dollar, and I want to thank everybody that's already donated. If you've donated, thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. And I don't care if it's a dollar. It's another drop in the bucket that fills the bucket up. So, again, thank you, Terry. We'll see you for the events that you have coming up.
Definitely.
On the days that you're not on the show, we will continue to promote what you're doing down there in the Rahway area and other areas. And I tell you, I'm just overwhelmed, but glad that I'm in the almost 60 bracket. So love you.
Well, when you get there, you know how to take care of yourself.
listen, I'm getting started. All right, everybody. Have a powerful day.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment.
Good morning.
The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, I'm available to come whenever you need. Yeah, I'm available to come whenever you need. What time? Okay. Yeah, right now I'm not, you know, anywhere else right now. So I said I'm not anywhere else right now in the morning until things pick up over there in Elizabeth. And okay, dear. All right. Bye.